Is this the Krusty Krab?
No, this is Hard Rock Lunch Box.
Is this the Krusty Krab?
No, this is Hard Rock Lunch Box.
Is this the Krusty Krab?
No, this is
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
I am not a Krusty Krab.
What is up, everybody? Happy Thanksgiving. Give yourself a round of applause. If you're in the live listening audience today, thank you so much for spending some of your Thanksgiving with my Thanksgiving, with our Thanksgiving, because that's really what we do on Thanksgiving. My daughter Charlotte was just catching the very end of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. She, of course, saw Santa, who always closes up the parade, bringing in the Christmas season. And as somebody that she is, that absolutely despises when people put up their Christmas decorations before Thanksgiving, because she believes in an ordered universe where holidays go in order and other holidays respect themselves, unlike our protagonist in Nightmare Before Christmas. But we can discuss that some other time. She appreciates the fact that Santa ends the Thanksgiving Day Parade, but she was quick to point out that it is indeed still Thanksgiving, and I said, yeah, that's true. But this was when they started putting stuff out, because tomorrow is the official start of Christmas, yada, yada, yada. But today is Thanksgiving, and we are live. We are live as F today, because today's a very important day on the Hard Rock Lunchbox. During the 8 years that we've been doing this show, the first one probably not so much, or really wasn't exciting at all. But after that, every day on Thanksgiving, which is Thursday, which is Box Day, as you know, they call it Boxing Day in England. I believe that's Thursday, and every Thursday, probably not, but maybe. I don't have a very large British listening audience. I'm going to work on that. But every Thanksgiving, it's a Thursday, so we have the box, and I always do the box live. And every Thanksgiving Thursday on the box, I print a list. Now, I know you wish you could see this, but you cannot. Even if you were somehow able to, through the miracle of video editing, do something with this video next week on the top 20, which is currently this week. If you're watching the top 20, it won't matter, because it would have been last week that we did the countdown this week. And that's what's up. This list, printed out by the Home Office. Ooh, you can almost see through that. Let's not do that. I'll just keep waving it like that. This list, printed from the Home Office, represents the most played bands of the box ever. That's right. It's nothing really that I did, although I did tabulate and compile, but the system that I use actually captures the names of the bands and the songs that I play every time I play them. So I have a long list of songs that I have played. I have roughly 8 years worth of those bad boys. And what I did is I just compiled all the whatever's on there, all the totals on there. Now, there are some surprises and there are some not surprises when you go through the list, but regardless, it's going to be a lot of songs that I have not played in a long time, but used to play the F out of. And there's a lot of bands on here that I've played fairly recently, but when we go through them, you're going to be like, oh yeah, that totally makes sense. And that's the kind of playlist that we want to do. That's the kind of countdown. And let's talk a minute about like countdowns and how to properly use them. So I could be a dick if I wanted to. I'm not saying that I know anybody or anybody's or any podcasts that do this, but let's just see what would happen if I counted down all the way to, say, I don't know, number two, and then was like, good night, everybody. Like, that's not the way countdowns work. Yes, it is indeed counting down, and by the strictest definitions, of course, it's a countdown. But a countdown that doesn't finish, is it even a countdown? But is it? Yeah, of course it is. Still a countdown. It's just unsatisfying. And as unsatisfying as this show historically is, we here at the Hard Rock Lunchbox stand proudly. We proudly believe that all countdowns should go all the way to one, and that is what we're going to do. And I don't care if we have to stay after class to do it, but I'd really like to get out of here by two. So I'm not going to talk much more. I am going to get to the top 20. But, oh, wow. We are in the top 20, and I'm talking about the top 20 on the top 20. Whew. That's some Matrix-level shit right there. So I do want to take a minute before I get started and start screwing all this up. I do want to thank absolutely everybody within the sound of my voice and with, I guess, within the scene of my face right now, if you're watching us next week. Thank you so much for giving me a format and a forum for which to do Hard Rock Lunchbox every week, and of course the top 20 if you're watching it a week later from the future. As I say often, without you guys, it would basically be just me talking to the walls in my basement studio here, and I'm not opposed to doing that. In fact, I do it often. I have no problem doing that, but I have found over the years that it's quite a bit more fun to do it with you. So from our hearts here at the Hard Rock Lunchbox to your hearts wherever you guys are, thank you guys so much for giving us a listen and just hanging out and being awesome to hang out with. So I appreciate that. But it is very definitely time to get on with the countdown. I was going to pause the top 20 video there because we're really only at, like, the top six, but I guess I can segue it in. So basically what we do is we compile all the numbers played from on the Hard Rock Lunchbox over the past 8 or whatever years, and then we tabulate the bands that are played the most. We do not break it down by songs. Best song of the year will be our New Year's special that we always do, and that'll be fun. We used to do something on the anniversary that was the most played song ever, but that got a little tedious, and honestly got really so close it was ridiculous. So we decided to stick with Thanksgiving. It's the most bands played on the box ever, so that's new and old. Obviously, old bands have kind of an advantage. Also, some of my favorite bands have kind of an advantage, and that's okay. We used to do honorable mentions and exclusions every year because some bands kind of had a leg up. There's currently only one band left with said leg up, and they will be honorably mentioned, and I did talk to one of the members of that band just last night about it, and he said, quote, I'm fine with it. So that's what we're gonna go with. So keep an eye out for that honorable mention. Maybe we'll turn it into a drinking game. Who knows? I don't know. But maybe you know, but probably not. So we're gonna start. We're gonna do the top 20. I will keep recapping you for those people that turned in late, tuned in late, and all that other stuff. And then I will talk about other nonsense. Maybe I'll talk about the live stream last night if there's time and I need to fill space. I am horrible at time management, if you know anything about the box. So I'm going to get started now and just see just how effed up it gets within the first hour, and then we'll adjust accordingly. All right. Should come as no surprise that one of my favorite bands of all time ends up on the top 20 countdown. It should come as somewhat of a surprise that one of my favorite bands of all time comes in so low on the countdown. And the reason I think that is because there was a big gap in their career where they were putting out stuff that I just didn't like as much as some of the other stuff. It didn't stop me from playing them almost 100 times over the course of those 8 years. And that's a lot, considering I can only play them once a week at best. But yeah. And they put out new stuff lately that's probably going to keep dragging them up the countdown. And to all you bands out there wondering how to get further and further up the countdown, I suggest this. Put out good material and keep putting it out. That's a secret, so don't tell anybody. So, shall we get started with number 20? Of course we should. Better known for the former name in the band, because nobody actually knows what Cambria does. Here's some Coheed coming in at number 20 on the box.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
Even though they've got a show for their new record, or promoting what's going to be their new record coming up next month at Avenue Mill Music Hall, despite what everybody seems to think, I am a huge fan of iIgnite, and I played them so goddamn much that they ended up coming in at number 19 on our countdown this year. It's the 2021 top bands of the box ever, and they are, still right here. See what I did there? Anybody? No one?
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
That was iIgnite coming in at number 19. Now, as I said, there's a lot of bands on here that are kind of, I want to say, like, older, but it's not really older. They just had music, or they had their heyday on the box kind of years ago. Like, the show's been running for 8 years, and I've been hella steeped in local music for a very long time, so it shouldn't be terribly surprising. Like I said, there's a few bands in here that are no longer even together. So it'll be kind of nice to hear those, because I mean, I guess I still play them from time to time, but if they're not putting out new music, they generally speaking don't make the show all that often unless I'm getting all kinds of nostalgic, which, of course, as anybody knows, happens all the time. But it does sort of stand a true testament to how much they were played on the box to be able to just go a year without even making it onto the show and still make the countdown. I think that's pretty impressive. And right here at number 18. Damn it. There's a band that embodies the F out of that. Now, back in the day, and by the day, I mean the day the G-Davy was playing all the time, our band that we used to play with all of the time was a band called the Vinyl Plane. I loved those guys. I loved that band. And I know it's like bluesy and southern and not, and maybe even borderline hippie rock, but there was something about the way they played, and there's always been something about the way that Dave sings and the way that they write that I've dug. And I really do get it most of the time, which is what makes them such a great band and makes them such great songs. And it's what got them all the way up to number 18 on this year's countdown. It's the Vinyl Plane, Going South. Which might be just what we need. That's another good segue. I'll show myself out. That song. I love the keyboards at the end too. That organ, just so good. I I like a good organ sound. We were actually just talking about that in practice because Kaz was working on his sounds, and we were working on the sound for the solo of Steven Seagal. And the reason that we keep working on it is because it's a very complex sound. Because on the recording, I had him play it, and I asked him for the nastiest, dirtiest sound he could possibly give me. So he did, but I needed to beef it up. So I actually learned his entire solo on keyboards so I could play it with just that sort of organ sound. And that's what gives it that whole, like, really heavy, nasty, dirty vibe. And it just, you know, sometimes songs call for it. And sometimes they don't, which I can say about this next band. Even though they are quiet, they are not dormant, and they have not broken up. You can still see Shredda playing from time to time. They still put out some stuff. They used to play all the time. We used to play with them a bunch out here on the island and, of course, in New York City when we do all the Gotham Rock shows. Always good to hang with those guys. The lineup, I think, is now completely different. It is just Angelina that remains in the band. So, a singer that's the only original member in a band, that, like, never happens. Just sad. So my favorite Shredda story to date was when they played this particular song at Irving Plaza. It was beautiful when when Angelina and Chris just stepped up to kind of just do the beginning, and it was a moment that quieted everybody in the place down just to watch them. And that kind of captivation is what you can only hope for as a songwriter and a performer, and they effing nailed it. So here it is, coming in at number, let's say, 17. It's Shredda on the Box.
What's it like to let your head get in the way? I never know. I think with my heart. What's it like in there? Lost without me? Do you feel this emptiness? Logic says that
logic says that we're not perfect.
Shredda in at number 17. Coming in at number 16 is a band that I actually consider myself to be quite good friends with. I have not seen many of them in a very, very long time. They have not been active in absolute ages. The bass player, Johnny, I have seen most recently of all of them. But I think my funniest story to date about the band Mothers, we were playing the Rail when it was still back in East Northport, so the Crooked Rail, excuse me. And Nick, who famously plays piano as well, maybe not famously, he does play piano as well often, brought a full piano to the Rail. And our friend Annie Stoic, who was drunk live tweeting at the time, could not be consoled. He indeed had a piano that I don't even know that he actually played at all. But it was fun. My that night also, I sang. I went on stage and I sang with Nick. We did Hunger Strike. I sang the low part, obviously. He sang the higher part. As soon as I got up on stage, he took his shirt off, and I almost rocked right off stage because it's very hard to compete with a body like mine against some lowly fireman and steel worker who is clearly not in better shape than me, and that's okay. I do like Nick a lot. I really did. I do, and I always have, and I always thought they were a very, very talented band. And I wish better for them, but I guess they're just kind of, they're doing their own separate thing, and that's cool. As long as they're happy and healthy and doing all that other good stuff, man, I wish them well. But I definitely want to point out that I played them so goddamn much that they are number 16 on this countdown, and that's not nothing. seems to be a lot of an awful lot of recollection of the hashtag the piano incident. It's good to know it's not only my favorite story, but it's, you know, it was pointed out to me by the goat, actually, every time that I would complain about her sending us down to Super Happy Funland, that all these years later, it's still a good story. And I would remind everybody that was offended by hashtag the piano incident that we are now still talking about it. It had to be at least 5 years ago, right? At least, maybe four. I'm not great with the time management, but it feels like it was a long while ago. So that definitely seems like a thing. Yeah, hashtag bands behaving badly should come back if Annie's listening. I know it's not a good idea to drunk live tweet while you're actually there from your own personal account. I mean, I think that that was kind of an error in judgment on her part. But for the rest of us, I do think it was fun. You know, what I'd like to do is I'd actually like to bring back drunk live tweeting. If this next band, the band coming in at number 15, ever decides to get their effing act together and play a show, I mean, it'll be nice to have them back and record new stuff. But, you know, I don't want to burn anybody out because they haven't played in so many years. But, yeah, coming in number 15, you might know them. Stuff. We used to hang with them a little bit. Yeah, they might sound familiar. I don't know. It's on the box.
I'll be honing my new leather, feeling like a million dollars. Home, we hold on. We're too young. Come and share your nightmares with me. Live them out like chocolate salad.
man, the great and mighty and powerful Sweet Tooth. Rumor has it they are working back together. I thought there was going to be a show this year, but I guess that didn't happen. I don't know. I'm out of the loop on an awful lot of stuff, so I only really kind of hear it if I stumble across it these days. So, yeah, man. So, my good buds over in Jersey, you might know them as Know Your Enemy, are no stranger to all things Hard Rock Lunchbox and New to You and all that other stuff. One of the greatest finds, I consider to be one of my greatest road finds ever, because I thought they were just awesome from the very first moment I saw them. It was just a super big bonus that they actually happened to be very cool people too and became good friends of mine. So I'm super grateful for bands like that, but bands specifically that and specifically them, because they have been on the box for a very long time. In fact, the song that I chose to play today is a song called Sway, which they were playing live for about 2 or 3 years before they released it. And I know that Fonz actually sent me the master the same day that they got it, because I was just so such a dick about it. But it's okay, because I paid that price forward when I wasn't releasing Blue and Mike and Jimmy threatened to release it on their own. So what goes around comes around, and what comes in at number 14 on the box is Know Your Enemy. Damn, it's good to hear them again. Now, let's take a trip down through memory lane, shall we? by a show of hands, how many people remember when Howie from Machine Elves used to read or write? He would write the news every week for the show. What was going on, who was playing where, that kind of stuff. I would play this sound. And then I would read the news over this sound. That's why I still have those sounds in here, because it felt like hot off the presses, and I would read the weekly news story, and it was always very good and very helpful. Howie has since dropped off the map. I talk to him every now and then. He's just busy as F every time I talk to him, so I think that that's what he's doing. But, you know, not all segments make it all the way through on the Hard Rock Lunchbox. It's kind of a thing, and that's kind of cool, and we'll just keep going. And we have other segments represented later, but as it goes on the show, if you do a segment, you get a song. And we used to play a lot of Machine Elves because of it. I have not seen or heard a new Machine Elves song in probably 5 or 6 years. As far as I'm aware, Joey Calvary, who was the singer, he's a Broadway guy. He was like in Rock of Ages. He's busy doing all kinds of stuff Broadway related. And like I said, I have not heard any head nor tail of the band since then. But the song I liked the most from them, and therefore got the most play, something called Wreck Myself. If you're newer to the box, maybe you never heard it, and this could be brand new for you right now on the box. At number 13, it's some classic Machine Elves.
Me now as I wreck myself, I wreck myself.
Yeah, man. Little machine elves on the box. That's what I'm saying, man. You get played a lot. Like, you rack up those numbers. I'm not saying it means anything, but if it did, that would be cool. All right, so coming in at number 12, we have yet another staple of the box, as it were, but also have made their appearance at a couple of new-to-you shows, at least. I know I played with them a lot. Really good group of guys. I love playing shows with them, and I love the music they put out. I'm very happy to see them back at it and putting out new music. Definitely propelled them a little higher up the countdown when they released Tipping Point last year. Thought it was a great song. It's hard to take the place of one of my favorite songs from them, though, and that's probably the song that landed them in number 12. If you haven't figured it out yet, it's Fear the Masses, and coming in at number 12, it's Make Me Your Leader on the box.
As I look at all our people, the men that we feel it has no equal. 100% minus one, but they're the people. We are the strong, they're fast, we are your leader. The front of strong, puts all soul, both shells on Adidas. They can't defeat us, no, then who will lead us? I'm here, I'm out of the physical power, it's all gonna flip the building. Folks, we kill this real, we'll make you ill. Have you down with the sickness they disturb, just being real now. The ashes is what our grievance is, like Iraq and 9/11, we're just instances. Never mind what our economic condition is. Revolution's not our right, it's what our mission is.
They bought you all.
I remember back in the day, I know I say that a lot, but these bands are bringing up a lot of back in the day kind of memories. Back in the day, after Last Stand for Lucy had fired their bass player for basically being a dick, and they were struggling to stay together as a band, there was a moment, and by moment I mean months, that I was considering just, hey man, let me just be your bass player, because I love the band and I love the guys in the band, but they were city based and that was a little tricky for me. I mean, we were playing in the city a lot, so I was there a lot, but it was definitely taking a toll on me work wise, family wise, sleep wise, time wise. Like it was hard. Like it's, you know, people talk about how hard it is to commute into the city. Well, that's what it was. I was commuting into the city all the time to play shows. They were late, you know, it took a lot of time, it was a lot of talking, a lot of networking, but I really did like hanging with them, and I really thought very long and hard about I should just basically force myself on this band because I can add something to it. I can keep it from being such a drain, because that's what was happening, constantly going through bass players and not having the extra effort of that fourth member takes its toll on a band. It really does. It's why I talk about when bands that are successful, especially around here, are representative of bands firing on all cylinders. And, you know, I can say this, and I don't mean to offend anybody within the sound of my voice, but, like, a lot of times the failure of bands to reach that very next level is because bands, including my own, at times are not firing on all cylinders. And it takes a lot. You know, if there's 10 of you, yeah, maybe you can cover for somebody that's not pulling their weight or not doing, you know, whatever, or not adding in this area or this area or this area. But, like, you know, when there's four or three of you and, like, one's not firing, man, it is very difficult to overcome that, especially if you can't give your 110% on your own. So I remember thinking I should do this because it would be fun. I would love to be part of that band, and I would also just sort of stabilize that band. And as arrogant as that sounds, I never actually thought they were going to break up. I thought they were just going to struggle for a while, and then just they would eventually find the right person, because I thought that's what happened, and I was wrong. And because of that, not saying that it's my fault that they broke up and stuff, but they stopped playing together, and they all went their separate ways, and we don't have any more new music from Last Stand for Lucy. And like I said, it's not my fault, but if I could have stepped in and found myself a time machine, I would definitely go back and hop into that bass player slot in that band in a heartbeat. And then maybe we'd hear more from this band, and maybe we'd hear more songs like this, and maybe, just maybe, they would have broken the top 10 this year, but not this year. But I'm not ruling it out. I think a reunion would be cool. Happens to be one of my favorite local bands of all time. They're barely local, but they're just local enough. And I think one of the bands that had the absolute best shot of going the distance, but it just didn't work out. And this song right here is definitely not the reason they didn't make it. It's definitely one of the reasons they might have made it. And it's not my favorite song from them, but it's second. It's not seventh, but it's second. And that's a terrible segue, and I'll do better in the next half.
Crowd!
We are in the goddamn top 10. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Think it's time for a recount? Yeah. Coming in at number 20 was Coheed and Cambria. Where's my music? There it is. Ah, yes. Coming in at number 20, Coheed and Cambria. Coheed, Cambria, not so much. Number 19, I Ignite. Number 18, The Vinyl Plane. Shredda in at number 17. Mother at 16. Sweet Tooth in at 15 and 15 and 3 quarters. Know Your Enemy coming in at 14. Machine Elves at 13. Number 12, Saw Fear of the Masses. And number 11, Last Stand for Lucy, which brings us to the top 10. Yeah, all right, everybody. We made it. Doing a thing. So we're halfway through the countdown, and we're past halfway through the show. Yep, that sounds about right. And in keeping with bands that are no longer together that were also awesome at the time they were together, number 10 brings us Midnight Mop, who are just a fantastic band there for a hot minute. And they really capped off what I consider to be a pretty, really strong career with probably one of the best singles ever dropped on this goddamn island, at least in the top 10, in my opinion, and clearly one of the top 10 of the Hard Rock Lunchbox ever, because that's what we're doing today. It's time to swing for those goddamn fences and swing on the box. Now, I think the last time, and I could be wrong, but I think the last time I was actually in a room with Dino and Henry from Bound by Substance, I think they got asked to leave the Crooked Rail because they were sexually harassing somebody, and the one that they were sexually harassing was me. In all my days of being on stage and being a human being, I have never felt more threatened with my own physical sexual safety than when around these guys. They are one of the best goddamn bands I have ever seen live and listened to, and just stunningly good. And it was really hard for me to pick a song, and it's getting more and more difficult to pick songs as we climb our way up this chart. But man, coming in at number 9, some of the most talented fellas I know. It's Bound by Substance on the Box. Love it. Love it. Where's my sound? Oh, there it is. Now, I don't know if anybody else has noticed just how top-heavy this countdown has been in unsigned and local bands and stuff like that, because that's really the way the show always, it's the way it started, and it's the way the show always was. It's only been really recently that I have found myself in somewhat of a drought of new music from bands. I don't know if it's them or if it's me or if it's just not connecting, but like, I am just not getting the influx of new bands creating good music as often or at the pace that I was getting it last time. That doesn't mean I didn't play a lot of regularly scheduled signed national bands, because I sure did. And in fact, I was actually a little surprised to see Chevelle at such a low number in this countdown. I guess I'll have to fix that in 2022. But yeah, man, coming in at number 8, it's Chevelle on the Box.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
Do you want to take a quick second and thank everybody for tuning in to our Thanksgiving Eve live stream over at Bacon Is My Podcast headquarters? It was, of course, me, myself, because that would be Mike, but me, comma, myself, that's me. That's myself. You keep yourself. That's so me, Mikey, Jimmy, and Annie. And even though Annie did this song last night acoustically, despite the fact that I think she should do it on ukulele to see what can happen, it still happens to be one of my favorite Jackknife Stiletto songs of all time. It is just so funny and so condescending, and it's just, I wish I had the balls to sing something like this, but the irony is, you'd need exactly zero balls to sing something like this, because Jackknife did it, and that dragged them all the way up to number 7. Check out their new creepy-ass video, but don't forget to avoid all the drama kings you can, especially this holiday weekend.
Supposed to say anything stupid like, oh, look at the good time we're making when you're in traffic, because that instantly summons traffic. But I have to say, I think I might finish the show on time today, and I have never finished a countdown on time in the history of countdowns, so I'm actually a little excited. I'm a little nervous. I feel like I'm pitching a no-hitter here, and it's just not that goddamn important. So I'm not going to ruin anything. I'm just going to keep on going like nothing's happened. There's nothing to see here, so let's not jinx it the way I just did. Coming in at number six, one of the staples of the Box, one of the first songs actually ever played on the Box, I think. One of the first bands. I think it was probably in that first show. I couldn't remember because my memory sucks. I couldn't even tell you if it was the last show. And this is how we blow right by the end of the show. So I'm going to shut up. It's Rise Against at number 6 on the Box.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
Over at the live stream last night, we're talking about the bands and stuff that were going to be on the countdown. And I didn't really give anything away, but it should be kind of obvious at this point because
the people I'm friends with, the people whose new music I am very closely related to or very closely a part of, or, you know, whatever, especially in terms of like promotion and stuff. It should be quite obvious, you know, who makes the countdown and what makes the countdown. And if it sounds like it's biased, it's because, yeah, it's biased. I happen to be friends with very talented people that actually continue to put out new music. But Mikey had actually mentioned that he wasn't sure if he was going to make the countdown because of all of us that were there. I mean, yeah, Jimmy was in Sick as Monday, and I was in G Davy, and, you know, but, like, Rebel 9 has pretty much been my main band, and Creaming Strange has been his, and Annie's been in, you know, Annie is Jackknife Stiletto and has been since day one and stuff like that. And Mikey's actually been in a bunch of Box bands, including his own solo project. He was in FFR, he was in Less Turn Off Broadway, and he was in Me, My Own Self, and then he was in Something Heavy. And each time, like, it's not by person. I mean, I could do a countdown of the person. I don't know how exciting that was going to be, but I could do it if I wanted to. But the reality is like, at a certain period of time, for a good chunk of this show's duration, Last Turn Off Broadway was a very big Rebel 9 partner, and were playing, you know, most of the Sandbox shows. They were a big corner of that Sandbox while they were still, you know, contributing and putting in and wanting to be part of it. And part of being part of that Sandbox includes being played on this show and promoting your shows on this show and all that other stuff. And I genuinely just liked the band, so I played them a lot. But also, since they were in the Sandbox, they knew to actually get their songs here, so I would have their songs longer pretty much than anybody else. And that has scored them a whole bunch of plays. In fact, getting them up to the point where over the course of the 8 years, Last Turn Off Broadway, which was only together for a portion of that, managed to scrape up over 150 plays on this very show, which is, yeah, it's not Spotify numbers, but man, that is a lot of goddamn plays on a very simple show. So congratulations, Mikey, and the rest of the Last Turns, because you are cracking the goddamn top five. And if you think you'll get there when you'll get there, well, you'd be right.
It's the moment when you finally get to
Once again, I thought I had my own radio show, and I was mistaken. Apparently, the chat has their own radio show, and they insisted that I bounce over from when we get there. We'll get there over to Glass Houses. Glass Houses, or as it's called, Unleashing the Wayman. Coming in at number five, and 5.4. I don't want to say that the countdown's going in high order, but at this moment, it is. Yeah, that's what's up. So, turns out that I am in a band. Maybe you've heard of it. It's called Rebel 9. I've played Rebel 9. I don't play Rebel 9 all that often, but apparently over the course of 8 years, I do seem to slip into my own material because I am heavily, heavily biased, and that's okay. But what I'm going to give you is stuff that I normally... that people normally can't hear, and I think that that's kind of cool, so I enjoy doing that, so I'm going to do that right now. If you saw any of the live stream last night, you saw me perform Central Park West, you saw me perform Senseless Tragedy, and you saw me perform a new song called As You Run. If you come out to the show when we play at Barnum Ballroom at the end of January, I think we are on track to be playing As You Run there. It's one of my favorite of the batch of 8 new songs, so I like doing that. But what you didn't hear was the other song that I might have played if I opted to not do Senseless Tragedy, going back to the exact same record, and probably the reason that Rebel 9 has so many goddamn plays over the past 8 years, the lead song off The Reality Crush, something called What It Is. But before it got produced, I happened to step into a studio and record an acoustic version, and it's one of my favorite versions of the song ever. I'm playing it for you now on the box.
Slowly we move and circle ourselves. Nothing gets through, nobody else. Touch me and make this whole. I'll take it away. So here's where it ends, and it seems so. Can.
trust me to break this hold. As it falls away, so is where it ends, and it seems so.
Four tastes pretty sweet with a deep, rare cut for all of you listeners here at the Hard Rock Lunchbox. And yeah, I've considered releasing a lot of that stuff, like either, not through a Patreon, but like through like the Rebel 9 page. And I might still do that, but I do have plans to release a lot of stuff like that out of the Rebel 9 archives. I just have not had a chance to get it together. And honestly, now that we have new songs, it's kind of been the focus. We released the Dirty Deeds cover, and we are really itching to kind of get back in the game and release a couple of new songs in early 2022. So that's kind of taken my focus, but I have heard you, and I do appreciate that value that that has to people, and it's not lost on me, and I haven't not considered doing it, let's put it that way. So that's number four. But moving on to number three. A very long time ago, we all got a little bit smarter every Thursday, and then also a little bit dumber all at the same time, because we all joined in for something called Learning with Andy, and it was hosted by our very own Andy Sexton. Andy has moved on to greener and greater pastures, doing whatever it is that Andy does. I hear from him every now and then. He's working on new music, and it sounds good, and I'm digging it. He just hasn't been ready to put anything out, but we will get that back in the fold. Even if it looks in the form, maybe, of maybe an Off the Turnpike reunion, which I fully support, as long as it's without Salchi, because that ruined the band once, it'll only ruin the band again, and nobody needs that nonsense, am I right? But because they were in the fold so often, and honorable members of the Sandbox, we used to play the crap out of them. Plus, what better way to, like, wash down some learning than with some Off the Turnpike? I agree. And that's why they came in at number three.
When I'm alone, I think it's welcome to this week's Learning with Andy from Off the Turnpike. This is the New Year's morning edition. So, item, drinking gives you hangovers, and hangovers suck. That's all for this week. Next week, I won't have a hangover.
You know, it is still one of the greatest sites. Like, that should have taken number one, honestly. I probably played that more than anything else. It is so great. And one of the truly great things about this show has absolutely nothing to do with this show, but the people that listen to it and follow it and all that other stuff. The simple fact that Andy would just get, like, totally bogged down in public where people would just yell item at him all the time, I thought was probably one of the biggest victories ever for this show. I mean, except for when bands would make their own awards, like that might have been the bigger one. By the way, I just want to remind everybody, I'm up in the running for a Bimpy Award. Voting goes on till the middle of December. I strongly suggest you vote for me because I don't think you want to spend the rest of the year hearing about how everybody let me down, because you know I could do it. All right, it's time to get back to the countdown. We are approaching number two, and before we get to number two, I just want to go through a couple of the honorable mentions, I suppose. We have several honorable mentions, but the honorable mentions that didn't quite make the countdown coming in at number 25 would have been Envy on the Coast. That's the wrong button. Envy on the Coast. That's the right button. And the Black Clouds would have been at number 24. Long Island Zone, well, Envy on the Coast is Long Island Zone, but also Long Island Zone, Taking Back Sunday would have been 23, followed by 22 for All New Episode. And then Canada's Own would have been number 21, I, Mother Earth. And then we have the rest of the countdown, which we will recap before we get to the number one. But right now, it's time for the number two band of the box ever. Now, this might come as a surprise to some people because some people just haven't been paying attention, and that's okay, and that's cool, and that's fine. But I just want to point out that I was right, and you were wrong, and that's the way we do things here on the box. With a total of 228 plays, 228 appearances on the Hard Rock Lunchbox. It's one of my favorite bands in the world. One of, I might say, which is why they've been played on the box so goddamn much. And it was so far the hardest band I had to pick a song from because there are so goddamn many good ones. But I kind of went with the one that I needed to go with the most because it's just goddamn awesome. And coming in at number two is
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
Well, if you were thinking that sound means one thing, you would be completely correct. However, if you thought it meant that Craving Strange came in number one in this countdown, you would be less correct. And it's okay, because it's just a way we have to deal with certain technical glitches in the Matrix. Because Craving Strange has the longest running segment on this show, maybe you've heard it, it's called the Weekly Craving of the Week with Craving Strange. Yeah. Because of that, they have appeared on this show 414 goddamn times, which is just bananas. Bananas. And that doesn't even count the number of times I've played Jimmy's Blue Notebook or Sick as Monday or Frank Solo's project and stuff like that. Like, so you can imagine how cravinged out this show ought to be, and yet we still manage to keep it fresh. Craving has a show this Saturday. It is Thanksgiving weekend, and actually I have plans, but we are going to try and make at least the tail end of that show, but it's going to be an extended show, obviously one they haven't done in a very long time. If you are at all able to get down to this show in this time, in this place, in the world the way it is, I could not recommend it more. And because they're doing it and it's extended, maybe, despite all your petitions, you could maybe make them play this one. Because this one comes in at the honorable mention as F. That's AF on the BOX of 2021's top 20 of all time. It's Dirty Rock on the box.
Round and round, it's all she knows. Play the part of being. The more she has, the more I show. Wanting to be with you.
like an undertow. You're drowning everything in me. The way she moves, the way she knows everything I need.
Yeah, man, I know I said I was going to finish the countdown on time, and like the dick that I am, I completely jinxed everything, so I apologize for that. But I want to thank you all once again for putting up with the sound of my voice for 2 hours on your Thursday and your Thanksgiving Day holiday. So I hope you enjoy yourself, whatever you're doing and wherever you are. And thanks again for being a huge part of the Hard Rock Lunchbox. I could not and would not do it without you. So thank you for that. And there is literally no better way I can send you off for the rest of your day without giving you your number one band of the box ever. And there is no better way to spend Thanksgiving with your rocket skates on. Am I right, everybody? Am I right? Yeah. All right. See you next Thursday. Have a happy Thanksgiving from all of us here on the box. Here's your Deftones at number one.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.